Well, good morning there, handsome. Have you finally decided to join the land of the living? You get kind of grubby in your sleep. Did you know that, by the way? Those hands do like to wander, but I don't mind. You're blushing again. The sun's up, so it's warming up outside. But to save you the hassle, I started the fire for you. I know all the good spots for picking out the best kindling woods and logs. Yeah, winter can be harsh, so stocking up is the wisest thing to do. You cannot predict the weather, and being caught off guard instead of well prepared. Well, I know what I'd rather pick. I also managed to hunt down your sleeping supplies. They were a little off the beaten track, so I assume they came loose when you were walking around. I hung them by a tree so they would dry with the sun. Don't worry, they're away from the wind, so they won't smell of smoke, I promise. You cared a lot about your supplies yesterday, but from your face it seems a little indifferent. You prefer my fur, don't ya? You slept like a baby, as far as I can tell. I was in a lighter sleep. It's kinda weird sleeping with someone again. Your breathing was actually soothing, though. And there was a few snores here and there. Just glad you didn't drool on me. Getting drool out of my fur is so annoying. I salivate a lot when I eat, and it's such a mess. Going in the stream as well is awful when there's not a warm breeze to dry me out. I've noticed, however, if it's a bad night of rain, that the sun shines just a bit harder the following day. So, what are your plans now? If you don't mind me asking. Just relaxing? Listening to music and stuff? Oh! You have a fishing rod. Okay, that is adorable. I just jump in the river and I can sit at the side with my paws out ready and waiting to pounce. Maybe it could be quite cute. Can I watch? If you don't mind, that is. Plus, if you lost your food on the trail, I can feed you. It's not an issue at all for me to hunt. Rabbits are probably the easiest to grab. They can counter really quick going down the hill, so I actually need to get them to run upwards. Gives me big thunder thighs as well. See, I know some of the terms you humans have. Will we walk towards the stream? I can show you the best spot. When the sun glistens on the water like this, you have to be careful of your shadow cast, but sometimes it's beneficial. The fish themselves can get mesmerized if the light hits just right, and they won't think anything is up. Meanwhile, your lure is just slowly edging its way downstream. Whoa, can you see them already swimming upstream? There is no way you're gonna go hungry today. Are you using bait or just a lure on its own? You're really surprised that I know humans' hunting techniques? It's important to learn these things, so you can support yourself. After all, you're your number one supporter. Oh, you brought a chair I didn't even notice. Do you want me to set it up here then? Did you bring one for me? Oh, of course not. You had no idea we'd even meet. I can sit on your lap? Oh, yes, please. Can you still see, though? Well, don't be shy. Throw the lure in. Let's see if we're a match for these fishies. I considered actually doing a fish farm, but I don't have any of the equipment of that sort. I couldn't even figure out how to feed them adequately. Humans are best at this kind of problem solving. With the big, massive machines you guys have, they make months worth of digging happen in an afternoon. I mean, it's pretty impressive to me. Maybe not for you. Your lap isn't that comfy like this. Do you mind if I, like, sit on it Sideways? Huh? Wedding style? I don't think I've heard of that before. There, that is so much better. I have thick thighs, but my butt's so dang uncomfy to sit on. You did not just call me bony butt. I can't get off you if it's too annoying. Oh, wait, something's nibbling. Pull it back, human. Pull it back. Oh, hey. Well, that's not a fish. What is it? Huh? A collar? Ew, I know what those are. They're like the equivalent of wedding rings. A silver collar is a token of love. Huh? Wait, you don't see it that way? Even if you were to teasingly put it on me, it's pretty personal. Jeez, I was joking. I'm not blushing, you are. It looks kind of cute, though. A red collar on me. What do you think, human? Aren't I cute little puppy dog just yours for the taking? You want to take me home with you now, I bet. Who's blushing more now, me or you? I don't think I've had this much fun in ages. How about we come back to fish later and I take you on a little adventure? I didn't hear your stomach rumble just yet, and you said there was no rush, so, well, it could be fun to explore. Where? Ooh, now that's a surprise. It'll be great, I promise. Just follow me. Eh? It's getting dark? That's okay. I think it's just cloud fall. Your fishing pole and tent are safe, I assure you. I can read the sky and, maybe a light drizzle, but nothing that we can't handle. My fur is pretty thick, so water is hard to penetrate it. Even if we do get stuck outside adventuring, I have somewhere for us to stay together. We're almost there. Are you ready? Close your eyes, okay? I'll still lead you, just a few more steps. 3, 2, 1, open! Ta-da! This is where I live. It is quite a humble abode, or whatever your fancy saying is. You like it? Oh, you're getting a little cold. That's okay. I have just the thing. Let me fetch you some pelt. You can blend in like me with all that fur on ya. You have to be resourceful here, but it's a quiet life. That's why I get so curious when campers show up. It's genuinely so exciting. The solitude can be a little hard, especially on cold and miserable nights, but cuddling up to you last night, it felt like I was recharging my batteries. Eh? You have something for me. What is it? Your expression's changed. Is it gonna make me upset? Oh? A hairbrush? Oh, come on, are you kidding me? Why is it every human wants to brush me? I'll allow it, alright? But please, please, please be gentle. My damn caretaker would insist on brushing it daily, saying how I would always get it twisted. Huh? Knotted? Why would you say my hair is knotted? That means something entirely different to us wolf girls. Please refrain from using that term again. Maybe I'll teach you it later, but I don't think humans are capable, so it's not particularly relevant right now. Oh, sorry. Let me, compose myself. Just so you know, this counts as grooming me, which is really personal yet again. And remember, I'm still collared by you. If I didn't know any better, I'm convinced you want more of me. I'm entertaining to be around. Well, that sounds good. You think I'm pretty? Well, thank you. I don't normally get described like that. Normally feral and wild and I've had people just straight up run away from me on the spot. Makes me realize that blending in is a good idea. Let people pass me by, so when you were okay with me, when I showed up, it makes me delighted. I can be quite overbearing. It's okay, I can admit it. Just, I get excited, and I don't understand why people don't want to talk or interact. That's why coming out to the middle of nowhere just doesn't make sense. To get away from it all? To solitude? I've had this empty cave all to myself. The days blend together, but, well, I don't think it has gone so fast for me in a long time. And that's thanks to you showing up and, well, being kind and, yeah, thank you. And thank you for being gentle with my hair. It's kinda nice to be pampered like this. You humans ain't so bad, after all. Suppose my caretaker was just a bit of a meanie. He would rip my fur out just to force the brush through it. Meanie, stinky, rude, doo-doo head. Yeah, doo-doo head is a good one. Stinky butt. Fart brain. What do I think about visiting the city? I don't know how I would get there, and I'm not sure what there is to do. It's been a while since I've been in society. I did grow up there, but like I said, being in the wilderness, it just brings me comfort no room could ever have. Last night? Well, yeah, I was very comfy snuggling up to you. Just, I had to stay vigilant for anything else coming nearby. Well, I guess in theory, if it was just us in a room, I could get a deep sleep. Why? Are you, proposing something? You'd really come back for me? I just kinda assumed this would be a fleeting thing. I haven't really considered it like that. So was the collaring thing... Well, did he really mean that? To go visit a human in his territory. He would be the king of the house. I'd have to be nothing but respectful towards him. If I said no, then nothing will change in my life. But that's kind of scary. I don't sense that he means me any harm or ill will. He's been nothing but nice. I think that would be a good idea, yeah. So, do we head off now? Yes, right now. Or did you mean in a couple of hours' time? I know it would cut your peace and tranquility time short, but things would be different if you have a wolf girl with you heading back home now, yeah? You have a car? Oh, it's been so long since I've been for a car ride.
Okay, I have to admit, I'm getting kinda excited now.
Can we maybe finish the brushing later? I'm a bit too excited now that you've mentioned that. It has been a long time since I felt the wind through my hair. Come on, human, let's go! I'm pooped. I think I got so excited I tired myself out. Plus, sticking my head out the window is a hard job if you ask me, but someone's gotta do it. I was also pushing against the wind, so my neck got a real workout there. My hair's messy again. A small price to pay for having fun, right? Gee, you trying to hurt me? I know it was a mistake. You're forgiven. Am I here in your house? Ooh, an apartment. That's awesome. You live here all by yourself? Whoa, you really are a king. Everything's so fancy. How many doors here?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 doors? Oh my gosh, you must be like mega rich. Eh? A balcony? Perfect for howling off to annoy the neighbors. Joking, sheesh. I'm not trying to get you in trouble since you are acting as my master right now.
I made him blush. That's what you get for brushing my hair earlier.
So, we can go to bed now? You wanna wash me? Oh, come on, you just brushed my hair and now this? My fur isn't that dirty. What color is my fur? Black? Like my ears, why? It's only a little brown with dirt. You're bullying me. Wait, you have hot water? Now hold on a minute, mister. I think we're starting to get a good conversation going. You may lead me to the bathroom. But can you please put on the hot water? I don't want it to burn me. Burning is scary. Ooh la la. And you have bubbles for me too? Oh, I'm getting treated like royalty here. I could get used to this. Hey, wait, where are you going? You can't leave me alone. Everything isn't familiar. I need you around. Well, just turn around then and I'll jump in, okay? Plus, I need you to wash my hair for me. I guess I can leave this collar on, since it's that kind of material that doesn't get it wet or not. Whoa, I could get used to this. Does the hot water come out like this all the time? Oh, mama, I'm one happy pup right now. Oh. Hey! Okay, fine. But give me a warning next time. The water's turning brown already. Okay, maybe I'm a little stinky. What's the soap? Yuck, it's lemon. I don't like citrus. You do? It's such a strong scent. Alright, you wash my hair and I'll wash my fur, and then we can get out and dry me already. I want to get cuddled up together in the bed, because I'm sleepy. I think I need a hyper sleep. No, not hyper. Hyper, as in short for hibernation sleep. I can sleep 12 hours straight, completely dead to the world, and nothing feels better than the stretch in the morning when my legs shake too. Oh, your tummy just rumbled. Do you need to eat before we sleep? Okay, you got some snacks on the road, but I can wait for you if you need. I won't hold it against you, I pinky promise. And that's totally not me trying to get you to stop shampooing me. You suck. I can get bratty all I want. You're being a meanie bobini. Hey. Oh, you're rinsing the shampoo out. Okay, I'll allow it, but... can you get the towel now? I want out. But look how clean I am. My fur is black again. That's better at least. Be careful on my ears, please. Although it feels nice when my ears get touched, I think it's just like an instinct or something. That feels nice. I could sleep to this. If I like this, I would enjoy ear cleaning. I haven't experienced that. Is that like when you take a cotton pad and put my ear mite medication on? Oh, surprise. I need that every year to stop little mites getting in my ears. What? I'm not like you. I'm a pup, remember? I just have a different level of care. Oh, well, some humans do. Because of how many veggies you consume, there's a chance that you get worms in your tummy. Some people don't even know that. But yeah, it's true. I take medication like that, but for worms in my meat. I can tell when I'm sick because my belly gets all inflated, and it's kind of funny. Sorry, maybe I shouldn't talk about this stuff to you, or you won't end up wanting to cuddle me, but I promise I ain't got none of that going on. I can tell because I get major itchy ears. And honestly, I think I'm in heaven right now. Oh, come on, you just used the towel. I'm dry enough. I'm not, like, dripping with water. Fine. If you use the hairdryer, I'm covering my ears, though. It's like being in the car again, with the wind. It's not so bad if I cover my ears. Hey, watch where your eyes are going, mister. I can see them in the mirror. You've not done so bad letting your eyes wander. Finally, as I was saying, I doubt that you have any pajamas that fit me, so I thought just the collar is okay. I radiate a lot of heat, and since I'm inside, it might not be wise to bundle me up in clothing, you know? So, can I lie down now, pretty please? Take me to your bedroom. Hey, this is the bed? It's massive. I can fit on it like 5 times over. What side do you prefer to sleep on? I'll just get under the cover. The bed smells so strongly of you. I like it. You find it endearing when I sniff things? Just another trait, I guess. If you told me 24 hours ago I'd be in a human bed, I would have told you that you're lying. But I'm so cozy. And it's so soft. I could sleep for hours on end. What do I want you to do to me? I don't understand your sentence. Oh, you mean if I want you to pat me to sleep or something? You know how earlier you said I might like ear cleaning? Do you perhaps think that you could do that to me? I'm just wondering if it really does make a nice noise against my inner ear fur. Maybe you could do that and help me go to sleep, if it's possible. Wait here. I promise you I have no intentions of getting out of this bed for the next 12 hours. Oh, those tools look different. Maybe I could snuggle into your chest while you do it. I liked being so close to you yesterday. I don't mind if you want to get up again once I fall asleep. I was very content last night in the tent. It felt like you kind of melted my loneliness away. I'm not too heavy on your chest, am I?